Hi, this is Sophia Shai on ArtistFirst.com. Join me on a special interview as a music artist July 25th, 8 p.m. live to air. Hear my newest single, Won't Stop Your Love, available everywhere right now. Connect with me on all your favorite social networks. This is Sophia Shai, coming live to air only on ArtistFirst.com.
And welcome to the Artist First World Radio Network, home of the best new music you've never heard, and home of the best new talk shows you need to hear. Please don't forget to visit our archives page at www.artistfirst.com, where you can hear all our past shows for free and on demand. You were tuning in to an Artist First music special. These shows air randomly. We have set shows every week, but when we do music specials, we just do them as we please. So we have a very special guest with us tonight. I believe he is from Alabama, but we're gonna get that cleared up here. His name is Daniel Evans. I was listening to his stuff before the show. He's a real cool dude. Has good songs. He's got a good EP right here. The name of his EP is Nothing Going to Stop Me. So we're gonna get to talking to Daniel in just a minute, but. Before we do that, I want to remind you guys to make sure that you follow Artist First on Twitter. You can get a hold of us on Twitter by the Twitter handle @artist_first. We tweet about, you know, the station, obviously, but all the things we got coming up, all the shows that are going on. When we have guests coming up, we tweet about that. We have we're going to be revamping our website soon, so. We're going to be letting you know details on that, probably via Twitter and on our already existing website. So make sure you follow us on Twitter at @artist_first. I'm your host tonight, Corey King. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, you can get a hold of me at, what's my Twitter handle? At Corey King, CoreyKingG. And yeah, I do a lot of tweeting. A lot of it's silly. A lot of it is, a lot of it's informational. You're going to get a handful if you follow me on Twitter. So, at Corey King, CoreyKingG. But enough of that. Let's get on to the guest. Daniel, are you with me, man?
Yes, sir.
How's it going? How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing pretty good. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing real well. I'm really hot. I just got back from vacation, and it's not much hotter in South Carolina where I was than it is here in Alliance, Ohio. So.
Oh, really? Wow. I'm here in Alabama. You know, it's pretty hot here.
Yeah, I bet it's a lot hotter down south than it is here. So I should stop complaining. Have you guys hit the hundreds yet?
They said it's reaching. It was getting to 100.
Yeah. Man, all right. Well, I'm gonna stop complaining because I think it's only about. It's nighttime now, so it's about 70 something. But
I hear you.
All right, so Daniel, let's jump right into it. Would you mind telling everybody about yourself and how you got started into music and how you know music is something that you were gonna pursue and tell us if it's just a hobby or is it something that you would like to make a living out of and is it something that you're trying to make a living out of?
Okay. Well, actually, I grew up listening to rap about when I was 10 years old. I do Christian rap. I accept the Lord in my heart when I was 7, but I always liked rap, so I wanted to, you know, to do it and to witness through that. So, you know, I had put it away for a little while, but then, you know, got back motivated, and, you know, this is my first album actually recorded, even though I've been doing it since I was younger. But it is something that I would like to do for a living, you know, if the Lord presents that opportunity.
That'd be sweet. Now, what made you want to go to the Christian rap route? Is it because a lot of stuff on the radio today is pretty violent and pretty vulgar and profane? Did you just kind of want to make something that was a little more family-friendly and friendly? And obviously, you know, like you said, you have a devotion to your religion, so I'm sure that played a big part in it too, right?
Yes, sir. I mean, you know, it's a devotion to Christ, and, you know, at the same time, it's just, you know, like I said, I feel it helps people. You know, I try to... use music to help people, and some of the stuff like is basically giving a testimony. In most of my songs, is basically there's a testimony in most of my songs and all the songs. You know, what I went through, and I feel that through what I went through, you know, I can use it to help other people going through what they went through, or either that, you know, so they might not have to go through it.
Right on. And the best place to be a, I guess, quote-unquote, unofficial mentor is through music. It's a really easy way to express yourself and get people, you know, grooving, too. So it's a really an inviting thing. And you know, a lot of people like music, so it's a good way to help people out through song. That's really cool. Who are some of the people that you're listening to, and who did you listen to growing up, and are they the same people that you listen to now? I'm sure you listen to a plethora of people, but...
Okay, well, now, I grew up listening to DC Talk when they were more the hip-hop. You know, they had an album out called New Thing, and that was the second album. The first album was DC Talk, but, you know, they changed over to Christian rock a little bit later, and then they eventually went on and did their own thing, but I grew up listening to them. It was like, they was kind of like the pioneers of Christian rap, because, you know, that was rap at first, but the Christian rap wasn't really, you know, getting that popular until about 89 or 90, and I grew up listening to them. But then around, I guess, say, my junior year of high school, there was this guy out, he came out before, but that's when I first discovered a guy named T-Bone in California. He goes by the name T-Bone Soprano now, but I liked him because his style was, it was basically like a gospel gangster style. I've never really been too much into gangster rap, but he was talking about like bucking down demons through prayer and stuff like that, and it was just something like I never heard before. It was something new to the industry, but still seemed like it was anointed, so I grew up to listen to people like that. Now, today, though, I listen to people like Trip Lee, Lecrae, Pro, Tadashi, you know, people like that. I just feel... I like their message because they're real good rappers. I mean, I think they have a lot of sales and a lot of promotion and even, you know, top in the chart of videos. But they seem like they're all about glorifying God, even with the talent they have. They're, like, all about giving him all the glory and praise, even though they're real good at their rap.
Right on, man. That's cool. Would you mind if we went ahead? I had to fix my headphones. Would you mind if we went ahead and jumped into a song?
Oh, no, you can go ahead and do that.
All right, cool. You mind? Let's go ahead and start with the first track on the album. This is an EP called Nothing Going to Stop Me. Relentless is the first track.
Yeah, Relentless is the first track on the album.
What do you want to tell us about this?
Okay, now, this song, I wrote Relentless because, you know, the devil's trying to make me feel like a nobody, and I had to say, even though I messed up or might have stumbled, I'm saved, blood, but I had to say I'm relentless out for Christ, taking back my rights. That's what you hear in the hook, you know, you're saying, you know, we all go through things, but, you know, God said, you know, Satan came to rob, kill, and destroy, but Jesus came that to give us life more abundantly, and that's John 10:10. So, you know, that's being relentless, taking back your rights. You may go through things, and the devil might try to discourage you, but you just got to be relentless about it and keep praising God.
Cool, man. All right, well, let's do it. This song is called Relentless by Daniel Evans off of the album Nothing Going to Stop Me, and you're hearing it on the Artist First World Radio Network. Enjoy.
Your witness, all good witches better get this. I'm relentless, out for Christ, taking back my rights. Your witness, all good witches better get this. I'm relentless, out for Christ, taking back my rights. I'm a young witness, doing God's commission, trying to save souls cause I'm fishing. So listen to me, don't be dissing me, so hop on this train and ride with me. I'll tell you about Jesus Christ. That's my advice to abundant life. I'm someone real who will touch your heart, helping you out before you fall apart. Your witness, all go witches better get this. I'm relentless, out for Christ, taking back my rights. Your witness, all go witches better get this. I'm relentless, out for Christ, taking back my rights. Want to love the unloved and reach the unreached, letting them guys know who they need to seek and rise them up out of they sleep. A young witness, all go get us, better get this. I'm relentless, out for Christ, taking back my rights, shining the light and fighting my fight, cause that's how I roll when I'm on the mic with Jesus Christ. Your witness, all go witches better get this. I'm relentless, out for Christ, taking back my rights. Your witness, all go witches better get this. I'm relentless, out for Christ, taking back my rights. Accept Jesus if you ain't got him, man. If you need help, there is Romans 10. That's what I'm telling you to get. Rhymes I spit, get you spiritually fit. The last days are here, if you didn't know,
man. My goal is to save your soul, the reason I'm flowing. Peace in my God, slow down your life with some type of freedom. Your witness, all the reasons that I get this. I'm relentless, hot for Christ, taking back my rights. Your witness, all the reasons that I get this. I'm relentless, hot for Christ, taking back my rights. Your witness, all the reasons that I get this. I'm relentless, hot for Christ, taking back my rights. Your witness, all the reasons that I get this. I'm relentless, hot for Christ, taking back my rights. Your witness, all the reasons that I get this. I'm relentless, hot for Christ, taking back my rights. Your witness, all the reasons that I get this. I'm relentless, hot for Christ, taking back my rights. Your witness, all the reasons that I get this. I'm relentless, hot for Christ, taking back my rights.
That song you just heard was Relentless by Daniel Evans off of his album Nothing Going to Stop Me, and you heard it on the Artist First World Radio Network. And we have Daniel on the phone with us. Hey, Daniel, you know what I like about you, man?
What's that, sir?
I like that you're singing about what you believe in. No matter what it is, you know what? I like that you stand up for what you believe in. Has anybody ever given you a hard time about being a Christian rapper? Because it's not as popular as, you know, as mainstream rap and stuff. So has anybody ever hassled you or given you, you know, heckled you about singing?
You know, some people, you know, like I said, that might not sell. Or, you know, sometimes, you know, even in the church, you know, they might not accept it until they hear it just because, you know, the rap in the world, so they think it's going to be like that. I did have one more thing I wanted to say about that song, though. Relentless, actually my definition is of relentless being very outgoing, determined, and unstoppable for Christ.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's cool. So, do you study the Bible?
I try to read my Bible every day, and then I read devotionals and, you know, things like that. So, you know, try to memorize scriptures that help me out. Like my favorite scripture is Romans 8:28. Says all things work out good for them love the Lord, for them are called according to his purpose.
Uh-huh.
And I like that because, you know, I used that my last, you know, my senior year of high school when I was on a weightlifting team because I was having trouble at first. But then, you know, I just you know, stood on that scripture and the Lord blessed me to play second and third in most of my meets and even make county and play sixth and, you know, that. So,
congratulations.
I mean, I try to just, you know, stand on the word of God, read, you know, pray and stuff like that. And, you know, just like in Daniel in the Bible, they, you know, they consider me to be a prayer warrior. So.
That's cool. Have you ever incorporated any Bible verses, maybe word for word, or just inspired Bible verses into your raps?
Well, like in Relentless, you hear I say not next exactly an exact verse, but I talk about how Romans 10 says tells you how to accept Christ in your heart, and that's in the last verse of Relentless. And I'm not too sure if there's any ones in my other ones. There might be some. I have a lot more songs written, but some I still got to get recorded. I have 6 on this EP, and then I just recorded a single called I Know You Feel It a few months ago. So,
uh-huh. Right on. So, are you an avid churchgoer?
Yes, sir. I try to go to church at least twice a week.
Okay, cool. And has your anybody in your church heard your raps? Have you performed?
Yes, sir. My pastor lets me rap every once in a while, and I'm getting with the youth, and they're supposed to be letting me to do that now. And even here locally, there's a place called the Fun Factory at the LOL, a church service. They're called the Bridge. They have what the name of the church is. You know, they rent it out, but it's called the Bridge. Usually, at the end of January, the last Sunday of the month of January, they usually let me go there and perform a few songs here locally.
So, what's the Alabama music scene like? Or do you play many of the venues that non-Christian bands and musicians play?
I don't. Right now, I'm into the church, but I mean, I'm willing to go because, you know what I'm saying, I know some people might not come to the church, so, you know, you might have to, you know, have to go there, you know, say maybe if it's out to the bar or something. I haven't been, but I'm saying I'm willing to go to a recreation center, a youth center, a park, you know, et cetera. You know, say, because even my album is a Christian rap album called Nothing Gonna Stop Me, but at the same time, I have maybe like one or two songs that's not necessarily Christian, but they're just more positive. Like my song, I'm Going to Rap, is talking about, you know, I'm going to rap, and then, you know, also a song called High Hopes, just talking about my goals and dreams. But I try to use those songs to draw the people that who may not listen to the Christian music at first, you know, to hopefully listen to them, and then maybe they'll start liking the Christian music, but they like my secular music.
Right on. So you recorded at a Gig Studio and Gig Studio Enterprise in,
yes,
in Alabama. Tell us a little bit about your recording experience.
Okay, well, the guy is named Tim Brown. They're the recording engineer and producer. It was a lot of fun. You know, I went in there a few hours, and you know, I lease the beats through Rural Beats. You know, I write my own lyrics and everything is registered with the Library of Congress and all that. But, you know, I lease the beats through Rural Beats. So I already had the, you know, the MP3s. I already had rehearsed and everything when I got in there. So it didn't really take me too long. But, you know, it was just a lot of fun going over the tracks and doing the mixing and everything like that.
Was it nerve-wracking being in the studio and recording? And was this your first time recording for this EP?
Well, this is my first time as far as recording a full CD, but, you know, EP. I tried to go into the studio, like, when I was a little bit younger, which I don't think was the time anyway, but and actually record Relentless, but I used a different beat with people that really didn't like, you know. So I had to, you know, they thought the lyrics was good, but they just, like, the beat needs to be, you know, a little bit. So I actually used a few different beats for it, but they got ones that worked. But, this is the first time recording a full EP. First time, you know, like I said, I probably wasn't ready, but this time, you know, I felt pretty good about everything, and, you know, even the engineer was, you know, felt pretty, you know, confident in the music. So
right on. Now, how do you know when you're out there looking for beats and leasing beats? How do you know when a beat works for you, and how do you know when a beat is right? Good enough for you to use in your songs?
Okay, well, you know, I just go through a couple beats, and then after that, you know, I might, like my uncle, you know, before I recorded this album, you know, I just did a rough draft, and I had him listen to everything. He would let me know, okay, that sounds good, or, you know, it was like, nah, that doesn't go with that, or something like that. So I try to get advice from other people, too, as well.
Cool.
Yeah.
How come when the people told you that they didn't like your old beats, what were some of the things that they said that the beats lacked?
I don't know. The thing is, I guess the first beat was to Relentless was just kind of more like, I guess it could have been a better drum machine sound or something like that, you know. And you know, maybe even I trying to change the word a little bit, even a style to Relentless too. But so I think they you know, they, because of that one, I kind of paused a little bit. They rather, you know, like to hear me go straight through. Uh-huh. So that's what they were telling me about that, and I guess if you just don't like a beat, you just don't like a beat. And
right.
There wasn't just one person, or, you know, say a lot of people's like, that beat is just not right. So I mean, maybe we scared you for a little bit, but at the same time, it helps you know that okay, you got something to work on. And so I mean, I felt, you know, I knew the lyrics was good, so I just felt the right beat. But I mean, I'm glad they told me, because like I said, now everybody seems to love this beat. Relentless is actually the first song I recorded, you know, throughout all the songs. I mean, a lot of people seem to like that one the best. And actually, I didn't record that one at gigs. I recorded that one at a studio in Daleville, Alabama, which is about, you know, 8 miles away from Enterprise. But it's, you know, it was the studio was called Sunland Recordings. No longer is this, but yeah, I recorded that there.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, you down to go into another song?
Yes, sir.
All right, cool. Let's do Nothing Going to Stop Me off of the album Nothing Going to Stop Me by Daniel Evans. Daniel, what do you want to tell us about this song before we go ahead and play it?
Okay. Now, I wrote Nothing Going to Stop Me because I grew up rapping and telling people about the Lord, but I got out of the church for a while and thought that I was a failure and that God couldn't use me anymore. But my dad said, you used to rap and you used to tell people about God, and no matter how bad he messed up, he would not let nothing stop from telling people about God. And I use those words to motivate me and to write the song Nothing Gonna Stop Me, as well as name the album Nothing Gonna Stop Me.
Cool, man. Well, this song is called Nothing Gonna Stop Me off of the EP Nothing Gonna Stop Me by Daniel Evans, and you're hearing it on the Artist First World Radio Network. Enjoy.
Write this, because when I'm writing, it gets so exciting. Even though some say your flow ain't tight, man. Say what you will, but I'm just trying to shine the light, man. Let my light be shining in Jesus Christ, cause that's the one I abide in. The Holy One, God's only Son. And seek Him with all my heart, cause He number one. I love Him so, because He first loved me. He saved me many times in this life, but more than that, He gave me life eternally.
Eternal life.
And yeah, nothing's gonna stop me from praising G-O-D. Nothing's gonna stop me from praising your name. And nothing's gonna stop me from saying you changed lives. You're the way, the truth, and the life. and you're all that Jesus Christ. Now I've been to the hospital and been on different types of medicine, been seen by psychologists, etc. But Jesus Christ is the better one, because he knows all about me when others don't. We tight like just joints in my body, and I just had to tell somebody, cause I've been through depression and I've been through stress, but now I'm so very blessed. Can I get a witness? I'm coming through relentless all the time to say what's on my mind, cause he made me one of a kind. Now people can judge me the way they want to, but Lord, I know you'll see me through, cause you know the truth. Nothing's gonna stop me from praising your name, and nothing's gonna stop me from saying you changed lives. You're the way, the truth, and the light, and you're all that Jesus Christ.
That song you just heard was Nothing Going to Stop Me off the EP Nothing Going to Stop Me by Daniel Evans. And if you want to find out more about Daniel, if you want to hear his music and what he's up to, just go to songcastmusic.com/profiles/Daniel Evans. You can also check him out at myspace.com/Daniel Evans 82899. And that's DanielEvans. Daniel Evans. Hey, Dan, you still with me, man?
Yes, sir.
All right, cool. You mentioned before the break that your dad seemed pretty supportive about your rap career. Has all your family been pretty supportive about this whole rap thing?
Yeah, I mean, most of them have. You know, like I said, one time I was just going, you know, say through a little depression and stuff like that, but it was like, you got music, use your music. You know, my brother was like, you know, God gives, you know, people different gifts and stuff, so, you know, it was like, you know, you need to use your music. It was like, you know, you're good at it. My dad was like, you know, don't let, you know, like even my dad said, you know, for instance, maybe the church, some of the church might not have said it, but it was like, don't let nobody, you know, take away the gift God gave you. Use, you know, use that gift for God. You know, don't let nobody discourage you from using that gift.
Well, that's cool. Now, how do you feel about today's rap, the popular rap, like the Lil Wayne's and the Drake's and all those guys? Are you fans of those guys? Or
Well, I mainly listen to Christian music. I mean, I admit I have grew up listening, you know, some of the stuff like Bow Wow's positive stuff. And sometimes some of the music, you know, like if it's positive or the clean version, say even some of the Tupac stuff, it was the clean version, I might, you know, have, you know, bob my head to it and listen to it a little. I don't just go out and buy the albums or nothing like that. But like I said, I mainly try to listen to Christian rap.
Right on. Yeah. So how are you promoting your music? Because today, I mean, there's plenty of ways to promote it, like via the internet and, you know, with iPhones and everything, all this technology. Or do you prefer to promote it the old-fashioned way, just by handing out CDs and playing shows and stuff?
Well, you know, both. You know, I want to promote it, you know, handing out CDs and doing shows. But also, like I said, I'm through Songcast. You know, it's on iTunes, Amazon, Napster, Google Music, and all that. And I have iTunes paying, you know, account to where they can follow me there, you know, Facebook. And then Twitter, I'm trying to get more followers on there. So I'm trying to do it through social media as well.
Cool. Well, what's your Twitter name, Daniel?
It's just Daniel Evans. All you have to do is go, you know, just type in Daniel Evans there. So.
Good deal.
Yes.
All right, well, let's hop into another song, if you don't mind.
Okay.
All right, the next song on the album is Didn't Know. What do you want to tell us about that?
All right, I wrote my song Didn't Know, because like I was saying, because one time I was so down, I couldn't really see my way up, and I was so depressed. I went through, a few suicide attempts. Thank God he brought me out and gave me a right, you know, state of mind and thinking. But I had to go in the hospital for a while, and they said, what's your goals? But I was so depressed, I told them I didn't have any goals. But I wanted to rap since I was 10, but I didn't think I would get back into the right state of mind to do it. Anyways, I got out of the hospital. Eventually, I got a job again, made Employee of the Month 3 times of my job, and I was able to start back writing lyrics and eventually go and record an album. So that's why I wrote the song Didn't Know, because I say I didn't know I was going to make it, but I made it. Now I'm motivated because, like I said, I didn't know I was going to make it. And my brother, oldest brother, said he likes that because he feels you can use that for sports or anything.
Right. Well, that's deep, man. I'm glad you pulled yourself out of that. That's cool.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, this song's called Didn't Know off of the album Nothing Going to Stop Me by Daniel Evans, and you're hearing it on the Artist First World Radio Network. Enjoy.
Overcome adversity. At times, I felt like crying, like a baby in a nursery. At times, there was hurt in me, like a broken bone, and I wanted to dial 911. It's an emergency, and I didn't go to the hospital, cause life treated me cold like an icicle
cold.
In the snow. Can you feel me, bro? I felt so low, like 5 degrees below freezing.
That's low.
I was having trouble breathing, cause people was teasing, and I was wondering the reason, but I kept on dreaming, and kept hoping, and kept going, realized I need to do what I was chosen. Didn't know I was gonna make it, but I made it, now I'm motivated. Didn't know I was gonna make it, but I made it, now I'm motivated. I thank the people that have been helping me.
Thank you.
When I know how I was gonna get through, they helped me see. Whether the doctor, counselor, or my family. And I guess they was kinda understanding me. They said, get back to doing your music. You got a gift, so use it.
That's right.
So I pursued it. Now I got different kind of goals. And one is to help the poor. Give to the ones that don't have no clothes. Make it cheap for those who can't afford my show. Maybe sometimes even free. Because when you see them grow big and tall like a tree and be everything they can be. And tell them no matter what you've been through or what you go through, tell them nothing can hold you down, keep you bound. Get a smile instead of that frown, cause you can make it, child. Didn't know I was gonna make it, but I made it, now I'm motivated. Didn't know I was gonna make it, but I made it, now I'm motivated. I was saying, oh man, I don't have no job. I lost it and I was messing up. Got behind on bills in my credit and didn't have any money to get back up. It was a long journey, yeah, I'm glad things are turning around. Cause in my life, I was running around and they said, look at them now. So I had to make a decision to keep my vision, to pay attention about what I was missing in life. I mean, I was even quitting the right, but if I stopped, I wouldn't be ripping the mic. But Jesus kept giving me sight when I couldn't see, because there ain't no stopping your destiny. Didn't know I was gonna make it, but I made it, now I'm motivated. Didn't know I was gonna make it, but I made it, now I'm motivated. Didn't know I was gonna make it, but I made it, now I'm motivated. Didn't know I was gonna make it, but I made it, now I'm motivated. Yeah, man, when time was down, I didn't know what I was gonna do. But God says, even though I fall down, he's the strength of my heart, my fortress forever. The Proverbs 24:16 says, the righteous man stumble, falls 7 times, gets back up.
Gets back up.
I gotta thank God for the call of my life. Cause I didn't know I was gonna make it, but I made it, now I'm motivated.
That song you just heard was Didn't Know by Daniel Evans off of his EP, Nothing Going to Stop Me. And we have on the phone with us Mr. Daniel Evans. Hey, Daniel, you still with us, man?
Yes, sir.
All right, cool. Hey, if you don't mind my asking, what was it that got you kind of down? And
okay, it was just, I was just, seeking, the wrong type of relationships and stuff and was going through depression and that. And then also, I was just kind of, I know as a Christian you're really supposed to be thinking about, but I was worried about what people were saying about me, instead of what God was saying about me. But like I said, but, God, got me back, confessing scripture and encouraging myself like David in the Bible. So, that got me back up. And then I also want to thank my mom because, she was just saying, just go out, get out and do something because, I might have just been at the house, you know what I'm saying, staying locked up, but, you know, which is not good for anybody to just stay locked up. I mean, even if you got to go out to the park, go walk and go to the store or something, you know, just
right.
do something like that. I mean, I was out of a job for a while, too, and that had got me, you know, a little depressed. But like I said, you know, I just start going, you know, taking a few steps, which my mom told me to do. And, you know, so, you know, and I start going back to church and praying. And, you know, the church family started praying with me and praying for me. And, you know, it got me back up. So I wanted to thank them for that, too.
Cool, man. Well, congratulations for
thank
getting
you.
Out of your slump. So what's describe the writing process to us, if you don't mind.
Okay, my writing process is just, like I said, I just try to think about, you know, maybe something I went through or something that I may be going through, and try to write about that. And then I try to also maybe, you know, write about, you know, something that maybe that can help people.
So when you're writing lyrics, I mean, are you what kind of mental state are you in, and where do you draw inspiration from?
I think I'm just, you know, I guess, you know, the Lord just gives me the inspiration. I think, you know what I'm saying, I feel pretty, usually it says, you know, be a pretty good day, you know. I might, you know, work on one verse, and then, you know, then maybe the next day go back and work on another verse. I mean, there have been songs, you know, that I'm able to maybe, you know, do all in one day, but it's just, you know, it just depends on, you know, how I'm feeling that day.
You ever get any writer's block?
I have had some before, but it doesn't get too bad. Matter of fact, as far as lyrics go, I have over 30 songs written. Like I said, I just had to get some more recorded, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Well, let's go ahead and get into another song. This next song on the EP is High Hopes. What do you want to tell us about that?
All right. I wrote my song High Hopes, and it's just, you know, basically talking about, you know, like my hopes, goals, and dreams, you know, like wanting to do the Christian rap and be able to do shows and, you know, do it for a living. And, you know, also other people can look at it get their hopes up high, too, to go for the goal, you know.
Cool, man.
Yeah.
Well, this song is called High Hopes by Daniel Evans off of his EP, Nothing Going to Stop Me, and you're hearing it on the Artist First World Radio Network. Enjoy.
I got high hopes, and big dreams, I'm about to do this thing. I remember times I didn't even want to be here, be near anybody, cause what I was going through. And sometimes when people judge you in the wrong way, it seems like they can be holding you down. But I had to put it down, like Tevin's song said, this world can have you going round and round. I know I got the skills to write, I know I got the skills to rap, so don't tell me that I can't. Cause my goal is to make more CDs, be on TVs, with my high hopes, probably be in movies. I'm confident in what I do, gladly and proudly do it too, if you can see my point of view. I got high hopes, and big dreams, I'm about to do this thing. I got high hopes, and big dreams, I'm about to do this thing. I'm trying to soar to a level I ain't never been before. Write and reciting and doing more. Saying this is my destiny. And I want to leave a legacy. Even though for a long time this was locked up like treasury. It almost got the best of me. But I kept my dreams, if you know what I mean. And I've been through a lot of things, a lot of shame. But now, that's why I'm gonna do my thing. I had a vision, open up my eyes, and to my surprise, I'm starting to rise. Now you see me in the spotlight, and I like it alright. Cause I got high hopes and
big dreams,
and there will be no stopping me. As I do shows, do flows, keep running for this thing, like the water running out your hose. I had my little vision, stepping up knowing this is my mission, doing these compositions, so listen. I got high hopes, and big dreams, I'm about to do this thing. I got high hopes, and big dreams, big dreams. I'm about to do this thing. They say no matter where you come from or who you are, you can shine like a star up in the sky. I just have to fly. I dream to get awards, cause I know when it rains, it pours.
And the winner is anyway.
And I get to fulfill my dreams doing this rapping thing, if you know what I mean. And that's a reward in itself. Took the paper off the shelf and got to share it with everyone else. It seems like rapping is great for my health. I got high hopes and big dreams. I'm about to do this thing.
That song you just heard was High Hopes by Daniel Evans off of his EP, Nothing Going to Stop Me. And we have Daniel on the phone with us. Daniel, how old are you?
I am 31, sir.
31? Okay. Did you, after high school, did you end up going to college?
Well, I mean, I took a, I took a few classes. I didn't get a college degree. Now, I do have my vocational degree, though, for medical office assistant, but I just got that in 2010.
Okay. Was it hard to write while you were, getting your vocational stuff, or maybe while you were going to school, or?
Well, actually, not really. Really, the stuff I recorded, I had already had written, so I didn't really, took a little time off writing, because I already had, like I said, I have over 30 songs written as far as lyrics go. Like I said, I just had to get more beats to them, which I leased, the beats I use for this album. And then just a little while ago, the single that I just put out a few months ago, I actually did write that probably about maybe 4 or 5 months ago.
Right.
Yeah.
So when you are, maybe in the future, when you're planning on going out and playing some of the local venues in your area, or maybe going on tour or something, would you like to just have yourself on stage with some backtracks, or would you like to have like a crew with you and maybe a band or something? Or
right now, I'm just looking for, like what I should do now in church and everything. It's just a background track. That's what I'm looking at now, but I mean, say if I get bigger, I'm willing to, to have, a band and stuff like that.
Right. Okay, yeah. That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Have you ever thought about dabbling in any other genres?
I can sing a little bit, but I'm better at rapping. And, if I did anything, it would probably be background vocals or anything like that. So
right.
I think, the best thing to do for me is to stick with the raps.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Well, do you mind if we go ahead and get into another song? I want to make sure we get all these in here.
Okay, that's no problem.
All right, cool. So we have I'm Going to Rap. You mentioned this a little earlier, but remind us again what the song's about.
Okay, this song is called I'm Going to Rap. The reason I wrote I'm Going to Rap was, like I was saying, I wasn't going to, I was going to quit rapping, which I did for a little while, but I got back in church, started back reading the Bible and praying, and started back writing lyrics, and it became fun for me again, and I figured I could use what I went through to help somebody, so I figured I needed to start back rapping to help people, so I said I'm going to rap because at one time I wasn't going to rap, but I started back.
All right, cool. Well, this song's called I'm Going to Rap off of the album Nothing Going to Stop Me by Daniel Evans. And I mentioned this before, and I will mention it again. To get a hold of Daniel or to find out what he's up to and listen to his music, you can find him at songcastmusic.com/profiles/Daniel Evans, or you can go to myspace.com/DanielEvans82899. So make sure you go ahead and check Daniel out. And he's on Twitter as well and Facebook. So I believe his Twitter handle is just at Daniel Evans. Right, Daniel? All right, cool. So let's go ahead and play this song, I'm Going to Rap, off of the album Nothing Going to Stop Me. You're hearing it on the Artist First World Radio Network. Enjoy.
Yeah, this is Crunk right here. I'm coming with the lyrics. You might want to throw your hands up, and the beat might even make you want to move. Know what I'm saying? You gone to rap, I'm gone to rap. You gone to rap, I'm gone to rap. I'm gone to rap. I'm back
on the MIC, cause I'm lyrically talented. Had to put it down again, here to make you smile again. If you was down, my friend, I'm doing something I enjoy. Writing lyrics, doing shows, like Kel said, ah, here it goes.
That's what he
said. Flow, that's so crystal clean, clear. You hear it in your ears. I know you like what you hear. There was a time I wasn't gonna do this, but I'm all into music. So how could I not put it down?
Had to do it, man.
How could I not break it down? That's what I realized when I was feeling down. So I had to put it out, and that's right, y'all. I'm gone to rap. You gone to rap? I'm gone to rap. You gone to rap? I'm gone to rap. I'm gone to rap. When I rap, I feel so explosive.
Watch out.
It will wake you up in the morning like Folgers coffee. Cause my rhymes cheek like karate. You got me? I like to make some noise to bring people happiness and joy. Doing my thing like I'm a soldier, boy. Been writing since I was 10. So I had to do it for all my friends, all my fans. Although one time I wasn't going to rhyme again, but I couldn't fight this thing. It's like I seen the light again. So I had to write again. Now you see me flowing like the river, flowing like the sea, flowing as part of my personality. It was very challenging, but I love to do tracks. And yeah, I'm gone to rap. You gone to rap? 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 I'm gone to rap. I'm gone to rap. About to break it down for you, you know what I'm saying? Here it is, lyrical rap fanatic. Yeah, that's right. Rappers are habit. And tell me what I would do without it. And tell me who doubted that I could rip the mic, that I could light it up like spark of light. So shiny, so bright, that it could make the blind see. The flow so tight, you might want to rewind me. Being in the studio is beautiful. Me rhyming is like hitting a switch when you shoot a goal. It is so, so fun. You get so, so stunned. This is my turn, like war done. On the run play, on a Sunday. You know, cause he's good at running. And me, when I'm on the mic, it gets hot like it's burning. And that's a fact, so step back, step back. I'm gone to rap. You gone to rap? 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 I'm gone to rap. You gonna to rap? I'm gonna to rap. You gone to rap? I'm gonna to rap. Yeah, I like to send a shout out to John Doe, Royal Beat. Knowledge, but all honor, glory, praise due to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Without them, it wouldn't be possible. Yeah, and that's how we roll.
That song you just heard was I'm Going to Rap by Daniel Evans off of his album Nothing Going to Stop Me. And I've been your host, Corey King, off from the Artist First World Radio Network. To find out more about Daniel, you can go to songcastmusic.com/profiles/Daniel Evans, and you can also check him out at myspace.com/DanielEvans82899. Make sure you do that. He would appreciate it. And follow him on Twitter. He needs more Twitter followers, so follow him on Twitter at Daniel Evans. Daniel, you still there?
Yes, sir. I'm actually I made a mistake. My name on Twitter is Daniel Evans, so you can find me looking at it. But I believe It's at Romans 82899. Is that how you get in touch with me? I don't get on there quite much. I'm starting to get back on there more. But even if that's not right, like I said, it should be at Romans 82899. But if not, you can go to my Songcast page, and it does have where you can click on my Twitter page from there.
Oh, okay. Sorry about that.
That's okay. Yeah, that was my mistake.
So his Twitter handle is at Romans 8289. Whoa, I'm
Romans
sorry.
Romans at 82899.
Okay. Romans at 82899. Okay, cool. All right, so we're going to, Daniel, I appreciate you coming on. We're coming up to the top of the hour. We're going to get your last song in there. Please come back. But
okay. But
before we wrap things up, I just want to give you a chance to make any plugs here, say anything you'd like to say, and you know where people can check you out and how to find you and all that good stuff. Any plugs you want to make?
I just want to tell them, they can buy my album off of iTunes, Amazon, Google Music, and most of the retail, about 7 or 8 different retail sites like Napster, Spotify. You can catch up with me on Facebook.com. That's Facebook.com/DanielEvans82899. Like I said, Twitter, I believe that's at Romans82899. But if not, you can go to my Songcast page and get on my Twitter from there. And also my MySpace as well, which, you know, you already told them which it was. Even if churches want me to come to rap, you know, say even if it's, you know, all across the U.S. or whatever, I'm willing to come, you know. I might need them to provide the sound man and also take up I don't necessarily charge a set fee, but I mean, I would probably need a love offering, you know, for the churches that want me to come, or just to, you know, to pay the expense trip, how much it costs to get there and back and everything like that. So I'm willing to, you know, just to do it for love offerings. I mean, if anybody's out there though that's looking to sign somebody, I am trying to get a, you know, record deal. Like I said, I have over 30 songs written, so basically enough for 2 or 3 more albums. Right now, I just have out this EP, and I'm just going to work with that for right now. But I just want to do something I, you know, love to do for a living. I'm not trying to make a whole bunch of money unless God, you know, opens up that door. But I mean, if I could get a decent record deal, and if there's a good manager out there looking for a, you know, artist, I try to work hard. I try to rehearse as much as I can. Like I said, yeah, I guess, you know, I work hard. I'm made employed a month 3 times on my job, so I try to, you know, work hard even with my music and practice performing and things like that. So basically, I think that's all I got to say about that. Besides, also, you can check out some of my videos on YouTube. And once again, all you got to do on YouTube is in the search box, just type in Romans 82899, all together, not add or anything, just Romans, capital R-O-M-A-N-S 82899. You can see a few videos of me when I performed at the Fun Factory here locally.
Right on. Well, thank you, Daniel. I appreciate you coming on. And like I said about you before, I really admire that you do what you believe in, and you stand up for what you believe in, and you don't let anybody get in your way of that. I think that's really cool. And I thank you very much for coming on the station. I know you're a busy guy, and I just want to thank you for taking the time to hang out with me and Artists First, and just want to let you know you're always welcome back here.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me on.
No problem. But what we're going to do is we're going to wrap up the show with your last song off the album, Please Come Back. What do you want to tell us about this song before we go ahead and do that?
Okay, yeah, I'll be happy to. Now, this one I wrote, Please Come Back, is a song to kind of draw the backslidden Christians back to church, and the people that, you know, used to go to church but quit going to come back, because, you know, that's how I was. You know, I grew up in church, but I got out for a while, but I came back, and God is using me. And I figure if he could use me, he can let other people know. I mean, I figure I can let other people know he can use them. So I wrote the song for me, but also to help others. And another reason I wrote the song is I had a friend actually say he got saved, and he quit cursing and everything like that, but that he said he got out of church and really didn't want too much to do with church or Christianity anymore. So I also wrote it to draw people like him back and to let the backslidden people know God loves them and is waiting on them to return, and he's looking for them to come to him instead of run away from him, because he wants to wrap them in his loving arms.
All right. Well, Daniel, again, thank you very much. And we're going to close up the show here with Please Come Back off of the album Nothing Going to Stop Me by Daniel Evans. And you're hearing it on the Artist First World Radio Network. I'm your host, Corey King. Have a great night, everybody.
Thank you.
Yeah, this is a call for those who used to be at church, who've been out for a while to come back. I was out for a while, but I came back, and God used me, and he can use you. He has a purpose and a plan for your life. Man, I don't want to see you go to hell. Man, I don't want to see you go to jail. No. And I don't like to see you fail. For my friends that said they used to be Christians, said you had the Lord, but you got out of your system. But please come back, cause God is forgiven. life to Christ and even knew that it worked. God will help you with your struggles. You said you quit cursing. You had an attitude change and you stayed out of trouble. But now you say you don't want to hear Christian this. You don't want to hear Christian that. Matter of fact, when I say Christian, you act like Christian whack. If it's because you got scarred in the church, I'm sorry, but I got scarred one time too. They said go back to church, read your Bible too. It was something I didn't want to do, but I returned back and God saw me through. Just remember, it's about relationships and not religion.
Not religion.
God draws you once and he's married to the backslider, so please come back, cause he is forgiven. Man, I don't wanna see you go to hell. Man, I don't wanna see you go to jail.
No.
And I don't like to see you fail. This is for my friends that said they used to be Christians. Said you had the Lord, but he got out of your system. But please come back, cause God is forgiven. Man, don't worry about failures, cause God knows
it. He already knows.
And he still wants to hold you.
He wants
to
hold
you. I'm not saying I'm perfect myself. I got problems and weakness too. But it's all about renewing your mind. That's the only way you can let your light shine. But it's a race. But God said those who endure to the end shall be saved. So you might have got caught up in some stuff. You might smoke and drink, so you think you can't come back. But that's a lie of the enemy. God will never leave you or forsake you. So if you left, the Holy Spirit will draw you back. But he won't force you because he's a gentleman. You say, if I go back, they're gonna judge me about this, they're gonna judge me about that. But God is a judge, so he's in charge of all that. So don't be scared, because God died on the cross and he loves you so much. Yes, he cares. And his love is real.
That's real.
And my love is real. And we not pretending. So please come back and be one of God's children. Man, I don't wanna see you go to hell. Man, I don't wanna see you go to jail.
No.
And I don't like to see you fail. This is for my friends that said they used to be Christians. Said you had the Lord, but he got out of your system. But please come back, cause God is forgiven.
It's forgiven.
If you come back, God will do things you never dreamed of. What I call this, I call it dream love.
Dream love.
He will help you with your weakness and failures. He can help you become a prevailer and overcomer. Repent, turn from sin, pray to him, and the Holy Spirit keep your fire flame hot like summer.
That's hot.
So come back and run the race. You can do it by God's mercy and grace. Like me, I fail. But he's using me in rhyme like a cop. I'm trying to stop the devil's crime. And God is never late, but he's right on time. So please come back and be filled with the Holy Ghost, like in the book of Acts. God has a plan for life, and that's a fact. So tell the devil to step on back and do the spiritual living. Otherwise, it'll be like you in prison.